Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, we're back.
Excuse me. Three Dudes with a View. My name's Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. It's a chilly Wednesday morning here in Middle Tennessee, but I think that we're on up into the 70s today. Whoops, I'm getting a big echo here.
Yeah, my tickling 70 here in Chattavegas.
Okay. Now we're working. Maybe. No, we're not.
No, it's two of you, Del. That's too much this morning.
Yep. All right, Clayton says he's found the problem. All right, dude number two, Clayton Harris. How you doing, man?
Doing well, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you?
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. York. And regular special guest dude, native son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate, Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
All right. What are you writing about this week, Ron? I'm trying to find it here. You forwarded me something about President Biden.
We talked a little bit about the column yesterday, I think. But this week I'm writing about the media, the fourth estate, they call it. You know, they might as well have an estate sale. The media is just not very good. And they just don't ask the right questions. Even this Don Lemon interview with Elon Musk, it's very clear that Musk gently explains to him, how these, migrants go into these districts, swells the district, with the census, how they get more seats. He predicts Democrats have 20 more seats right now than they should have based off of illegal migration or immigration going to these districts and swelling these districts. And he said, well, they can't vote. Well, it doesn't matter. They can't vote. They're in the census, right?
They're still counted even if they can't vote.
Exactly. Which I don't know how that got slipped in, but it did a while back. So it's been a big gain. I have to admit the Democrats have been better at it than we. They got more, they're all more about government. They're more nefarious about how they plan things. And that's been a good one for them. I mean, letting them in there counting. I remember they did that. It was, I think, 10, 15 years ago. They started counting anybody in the district, whether you're legal or illegal, on the census. And there was a little pushback, but wasn't a lot of thought put into it. But they're playing long ball like the Soviets. They have a 10-year plan.
If I remember correctly, Spring Hill asked for a recount, didn't they, Del? The mayor came on the show and said they won't do a recount.
You're absolutely correct, Mr. York. Yeah.
So it's not just, the census, that law was passed years ago that everybody doing a census has to be counted or should be counted. A lot of people don't even respond to a census. So obviously you're going to get some undercounts in a lot of times. And yeah, representatives are responsible for bringing government funds to the area to help the people in that area. And that's how you get resourceful areas and resourceful projects in your area based on your population.
So you think illegals should be getting our federal and state tax dollars we pay? Yes.
Well, they certainly shouldn't be left on the street with nothing, Ron.
Well, that's not the two choices, really.
There's choice I make. I have some humanity about me. They need some assistance
to other people's money. But if
big corporations don't have a problem getting other people's money. Ford got $1 billion and now they're talking about cutting back on what they bring into Tennessee.
Well, that's a silly proposition to begin with. They're in bed with the government. They were haranguing probably into that money, using that money, instead of EV. You got to do EV. These people are choking on these EVs. No one wants these EVs. It's ridiculous. It's another overreach of government, pushing something on people they don't want. There's a choking point, and we've reached a choking point. Now we got all this money top in infrastructure. We need to be making semiconductors and things we're actually demand in the market. Instead, we're making EVs with lithium dug out of the ground, which is probably more environmentally harmful than CO2. And we just make a lot of bad mistakes.
Metropolitan areas, EVs can be beneficial based on the price and the cost of it. In the rural areas, yeah, you might have some issues because you got a long ways to travel. Who's going to pay for an EV when they're driving 70 to 80 miles or maybe 140 miles a day to go to work?
Yeah, you know, charging stations are an issue. That should
there's no charging before. Stations.
Right.
So in the rural areas, it creates a problem. That's why I've always advocated we need a high-speed rail systems in these rural areas, and that will help. But nobody wants to talk about that. They you know, they'll put a little train system from Lebanon to Nashville, and that's it, and then talk about one from Murfreesboro. But Columbia could stand having a high-speed rail system to Nashville. Dixon could be very beneficial in that. All these large cities, Clarksville, high-speed rails, and then we would be bringing transportation up to speed.
I mean, Clarksville, I saw an article, I can send it to you guys. Clarksville's growing like crazy.
Yes,
I didn't realize it was like the highest growth city in the state.
Yes.
There's a big misnomer. Nashville's growing like crazy, but Clarksville and Knoxville are growing in tremendous strides. I was really surprised at that. Is it the military up there? What's going on in Clarksville?
Well, it's always the military up there. It keeps, you know, churning and churning and churning. So, you know, that's part of it, part of the state's growth.
Well,
yeah, I was kind of surprised at that. I didn't see. It feels like Chattanooga's growing, but it really isn't growing quite like other places are. It will, I'm pretty sure, down the road. But as it stands now, Chattanooga's not growing near as fast as everybody thinks it is here in town. So I guess that's good and kind of bad, I guess, in some ways. I don't know. People are moving here in a big way, though, in Tennessee from other states. You see these, Mr. York, see all these Illinois, New York, California, all these high-tax states losing people and all the zero income tax states gaining people? What do you make
of that?
Well,
they could stand to lose some people because those areas are really pretty well populated. You know, they're going to move when, you know, it's like out of Franklin. When Williamson County starts billing, you have people moving from Franklin to Maury County and farther. So people tend to move.
The broader picture of people move from high tax Democrat run states to zero tax Republican run states. What do you make of that?
That's a false nomer. It's more than one issue. It's more than one issue when people move, Ron. It's a whole bunch of things. It's
I run into five families each week.
Well, you know, and here's what insults me. We brag about low tax and having a surplus, and I just have to keep repeating this. I know y'all get tired of hearing. We got 300,000 people with no health care. What the hell is the use of a good economy when you got people who are still sick and can't take care of themselves?
Doesn't seem to slow them down from moving here.
Where you get health care. Go get a job and they provide health care.
Well, some of these people have. Some of these people can't work, Ron. You look at things through a clear glass.
They go on TennCare, whatever the hell the
we don't have an expansion of Medicaid in this state.
You got Medicaid.
There should be an expansion to accept the ACA.
How about your beloved federal government? They don't take care of them?
The federal government gives them subsistence, SSI or something like that, for people who can't work. North Carolina is a Republican state. They got over $1 billion when they subscribed to the ACA. They were able to put their rural hospitals back into the system. That's the problem. I talked to a gentleman yesterday. He drove 70 miles to come up here to a doctor.
Well, it's not going to be
a welfare
state where everybody's taken care of. You know, they have free health care. It's Cuba, Venezuela, and Russia.
We ought to have free health care. That would be even better.
Yeah. If you get free everything, everybody ought not work. Bernie Sanders says take the work week down to 32 weeks. No one works. Just let the government send everybody checks, Mr. York. That'd be a great idea. That's worked so well over the world, all over the world.
Well, they give a lot of checks out in Alaska and people don't work for. If you've been there for 3 years. If you've been there for 3 years, you get a lot of checks in Alaska.
Well, they got oil money coming through there, oil drilling money coming through there probably in that way. So you think just why does everybody sit at home and government send them a check? Be like it's a perpetual COVID, a PPP.
Now you know that's not what I'm advocating. People who can work, and that's why we got a 3.9 unemployment level because people are working. There are a lot of people who are ill and can't work. And the thing that gets me, an employer knows that they don't provide health care and they don't support people getting health care. And they want them to work and be highly performing. How does that work? If a guy is sick all the time on the job, he's not performing at his optimum. You ought to work to. I know businesses don't want to spend the money to provide health care, and I can understand small businesses, and that's why ACA would be beneficial to the state.
Totally disagree. ACA has been a disaster.
It has been a disaster.
Everybody else's rates go up. People that are compliant and healthy go up. The ones that suck off the system get handouts. This is not the way. There's no incentive to stay thin, healthy, eat good food. There's no incentive that way if you're just on the government dole. It's just not a good system. It never has worked in any country in the world. It ain't working here.
Well, it's a lot of people that's stealing from Medicare and Medicaid. And they're not Democrats either.
Just let me know if Tennessee is going to expand the Medicaid and take the Obama money, because I want to be sure and buy Hospital Corporation of America stock just before that happens.
Well, that's good.
And capitalistic way, Dale. Companies. Yeah. I think if the COVID thing taught us anything, Mr. York, Fauci, and these people, that Eisenhower warned of the military industrial complex. Now you got to worry about the medical industrial complex, and they're holding over. And Bush did it too, and expanding Medicare B. Bush somehow said that they had to compete on drug price. They didn't have to make the drug companies compete on price. That is astounding to me that they were able to pull that off. It was that senator from Louisiana who went to work for the drug company shortly thereafter that pulled that off. But when they did that deal, expanded Medicare B, how in the world the biggest buyer of drugs, pharmaceutical drugs in America, the U.S. government, doesn't make them compete on price? And you don't tell me that's inside baseball?
They're making them compete now. Biden is trying to reduce the insulin fee for everybody. And, you know, that's all a positive. Fodder.
He's not doing anything on that. He just says it on a stump speech. Same reason he's talking about giving away student loan money, paying back student loan, not making them pay. He just says stuff like that to pander for votes. It's very shallow.
There were 340 million people that got their loan relieved in student loans, Ron.
There's only 320 million people in America, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
320 million people got their loans relieved. 340 million, you just said.
No, I stand corrected. 300,000 students got their loan relieved. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's just and so what moral hazard? What did that teach the kids? Sign up for a loan and don't pay it?
No.
What does it teach them?
It teaches them that people care about them. If they're having a difficult
politicians
time.
Politicians care about them every 4 years.
Do you realize how many kids are staying at home because of student loans? They can't afford to buy a house or own an apartment because they're paying the student loans. Yes, they might have went out. They might have went outside the bounds of borrowing money, but that's what's in vogue, and the universities have jacked their rates up sky high.
So they've jacked their rates up because of the government being involved, giving out these loans.
How did the housing crisis start? The housing crisis started because the government kept pushing these loans. Anybody can get a loan, ownership society. Anytime the government comes in and inflates anything like student loan debt, gives money away, and or housing, it creates a bubble. And there's no supply. There's no supply and demand equilibrium. That basically you have government money chasing these stupid degrees. These kids go to school to study journalism or sports management or fashion design. They come out with no jobs. They're working at Starbucks. They can't pay these $80,000 student loans. It's ridiculous, you know. And I could teach math, you know, and nothing's changed in algebra and math in years. I could teach math dirt, you know, in the dirt with a stick. I don't know what the cost of college is going up 4 to 8 to 9% a year when these buildings are paid for and these administrations grow like crazy. They're indoctrination machines. They're not teaching anymore. And people don't, like I said yesterday, they don't want these MBAs anymore. They don't want these highly educated people anymore because they're all poison. I mean, just get trade schools, reach Chaucer on your own time. You don't need to have some hairy leg Birkenstock wearing professor at Tennessee Tech, you know, interpreting Beowulf for you.
There you go. That may be the quote of the year right there.
Smack, and it makes no sense because you advocate dumbing down of America. That's what you advocate. Don't go get a degree. Don't get an education. I don't care if a kid gets a degree in baseball playing.
I think you need to get education or you need to get a degree. Your degrees are worthless. And I think the market is
worthless. Degrees aren't worthless.
They're pretty worthless.
Your degree might be worthless. Did you use yours? What? Did you use your degree?
I used mine back 4 years ago when it cost about $6,000 to go to college. Now it's $30,000 a year.
Well, whose fault is it being 30,000 a year?
The government.
The government. Giving tenure to these lazy-ass professors that don't teach, and the federal government funding them, and it's supply and demand.
Yeah, that's what it is. You want to be back in 1800s where you just mother wit allows you to be an educated imbecile, huh?
Yeah. Let's take a break. I'll figure that one out later.
Yeah.
Motor Sales is our area's premier GMC dealership. Their lot at 919 Nashville Highway has an impressive selection of GMC vehicles. Trucks from the light-duty GMC Canyon to the Sierra 3500 heavy-duty and everything in between. GMC's SUVs are impressive with the Terrain, Acadia, and Yukon. Want luxury? Ask about Denali upgrades. Go to parksmotorsales.com for information and see their awesome offers and services. Parks Motor Sales GMC. We are professional. Professional grade.
Deciding what your next home will look like, cost and construction, or timing can be intimidating. At The Way Realty, our licensed general contractors help take the fear out of home building by walking you through the step-by-step process of estimating the cost and designing the look that you desire. You can even stay in your house until your new house is finished. Do you have a family farm or a piece of land you would like to build on? Our prices start at $195 a square foot and include brick and nice finishes. Come by our office and see what we can do for you at 800 Hatcher Lane in Columbia, or call us at 931-580-4669.
I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Have you been hauling your own garbage to the convenience center? Are you tired of doing it? Does your work schedule keep you from hauling it off regularly? Is your teenage son not taking it off like he promised when he got his driver's license? Do you have something better to do on Saturday? If any of these questions strike home to you, call the garbage man at 931-540-0919 and your problem will be solved.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook, or call today, 388-2090.
Do you suffer from knee pain? Is it painful to walk or perform your day-to-day activities? If so, we have great news at the Dr. Gill Center. We can relieve your knee pain fast and easy with no downtime and no surgery. The FDA has approved a new non-surgical treatment for knee pain, and it's covered by most major insurance, including Medicare. This treatment has helped millions of people across the nation. Call today to see if you qualify for a free consultation and get back to a pain-free life. 615-551-9224.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder, and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE Primetech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
The Mules are back in town. Celebrate Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th to 7th in downtown Columbia. All of your favorite Mule Day events are back. Jackpot Mule Races, Log Pulling, Auctioneers Championship, Miss Mule Day Pageant, the Driving and Gated Mule Shows, Liars Contest, and so much more. Don't miss the Mule Day Parade, 11 a.m. Saturday, April 6th. Mule Day's 50th anniversary, April 4th through the 7th in downtown Columbia. Visit MuleDay.com for a complete schedule of events.
Dudes with a View, talking about the hairy-legged female professors at Tennessee Tech teaching Beowulf. Birkenstock hairy-legged female professors at Tennessee Tech teaching Beowulf.
Paint a better picture, yeah.
Yep. There we go. Clayton Harris, dude number two. I'm dude number three, Del Kennedy. Clayton Harris, dude number two. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
And let's see, Ron's still here. Ron Hart, good morning.
Yes, sir.
You're gonna leave us for just back. You're gonna leave us for about 5 minutes here, and then be back.
Yeah,
right?
About 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me give you a definition of mother wit: native intelligence, perception, mother. Judgment, horse sense.
Mother
no
wit.
No formal education. That's what you call mother wit.
How did that come up?
This would not be formal education.
Well, I was saying Ron wanted education to be just on mother wit before we left for the break.
I didn't say that. You said that. But, yeah, I mean, there's a role for education, technical education, math, science, things that matter. But this notion of running up a bunch of student loan debt, this article of faith that's been given to American people that, hey, your kid has to go to college, has to go to expensive college. He has to pay, you know, and kids 18 years old, you throw a student loan document in front of them. At that age, they'd finance a tattoo. But this thing is not forgivable in bankruptcy. It's not forgivable debt. It straps them for the rest of their life. The government's like a loan shark about it. And if they had a better product, meaning the education system was fairly priced, then it wouldn't be a big issue. But that because the money is chasing these kids, and the colleges can rate, you know, if inflation is 2.5%, colleges raise their tuition 5% a year, and over a long period of time, the charts do like this, and it's out of control for a lot of people. It's out of touch for a lot of people.
Who paid for your education, Ron?
I worked, Mr. York.
Generations before you paid for your education in your elementary, your high school, and contributed to your college. Now, you have to pay some tuition and fees like everybody had to pay, But the previous generation provided the system for you to get educated.
Yeah, so there's no education anywhere else in the world except in America. My grandfather provided that system for me, right?
What you mean there's like, no education nowhere in America?
No one's ever read books and studied in Europe and in other countries, yeah, Japan.
The generations before them pay for their education. That's the system we have.
How they pay for it?
In taxes, property taxes, just like we got here in Murray County, property taxes and education in Murray County.
Yeah, I also pay too. So they pay for it.
Well, yeah, you work too. So that's a good thing. You helped out.
But you didn't do it by yourself.
And that's the indication I'm getting from you. You got to do it by yourself. You didn't do it by yourself without any kind of help.
Math is a finite thing. And so someone teaches you math. I mean, math
Everybody's not going to deal with the subjects that you think you're good in. That's why we got diversity in education, diversity in professions. That's why we have a whole line of experts in different professions.
That's just left-wing lunatics.
Too many on the road. The price of college up. You got all these people. You're funding all these stupid studies about.
It's a stupid argument. So talk about his column, Delk.
It's not a stupid argument. You don't think higher education is overpriced and it's run up the price of education, making it out of the reach for a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it's highly priced and overpriced because it wasn't this price when I went to college.
That's my point. Make it reasonably priced.
That's a point. We still pumping money in UT, $1 billion in the UT in Tennessee.
Tennessee State can ever get worked out of?
No, they still won't pay them the $2 billion that they've underfunded. That's what I want to ask the Pinckney when he comes on here. Why aren't they trying to fund TSU?
Because they're holding it out the back door in suitcases up there.
They did a forensic audit, and there's no report of any money being lost at TSU.
There's $200 million missing.
That's the lie that Pinckney told.
Yeah, right. There's $200 million missing, and it went out the back door in suitcases. That's just a fact. And what people may not realize, these student loans, the lender is the federal government. So the college that accepted these tuitions and fees where the student borrows the money, when the student can't pay it back, the college loses nothing. Absolutely nothing.
All right. Federal government eats it.
Yep.
The federal government does assist colleges and universities across America. And I don't expect professors to work for nothing, just like you don't expect people to work for nothing and you don't work for nothing. So they shouldn't raise the prices like they have. I agree with that. Professors have to make a living.
They make a living, all right. All right. Ron Hart's going somewhere, and he'll be back.
Yeah,
Ron, we can't hear you. Ron, we can't hear you.
You're muted.
Your favorite senator from Washington, Massachusetts, Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. She was teaching two classes at Harvard, two classes, and being paid $250,000. Does that make sense?
Well, what is Marjorie Taylor Greene working? Is she working at a university?
I don't know where she's working.
At least we got them that's qualified to work at a university.
What are you talking about? Qualified to work at a university? That's the problem. They're qualified to work at a university. It's probably the only place they're qualified to work. In the real world, they couldn't hold a job.
Well, she's holding a senatorial position.
She got the job based off a false premise, her being Native American. Same when she got her promotion.
Whatever, she's there.
That's all you care about, right? You always say whatever.
What did Marjorie Taylor Greene get hers on?
If I don't know what Marjorie, what if she even does? I don't even know what she even does. You know, I don't know what Marjorie Taylor Greene even does. But Elizabeth Warren.
That's your mascot.
I got to hop real quick.
All right. See you in a few minutes.
Have a good one.
All right. Here's
what you got, Del.
Our neighbor to the north, Dave Ramsey. I think most of you know who he is, and he does the Ramsey, the big building right up there by the Paytonsville exit. I think the 500 or 600 people working in there. And Dave Ramsey started out with a radio show and has created quite an enterprise for himself. But here's what he wrote earlier this week. This morning, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what I say, lives are never going to be the same. I have been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I have known all my life so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may well have entered the Twilight Zone. You can't justify this insanity. We have become a nation that has lost its collective mind. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Somehow it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. Universities that advocate equality discriminate against Asian Americans in favor of African Americans. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they are doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it is a violation of their rights. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. After legislating gender, if a dude pretends to be a woman, you are required to pretend with him. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbanger who jumps the southern fence is welcomed. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, but $1.5 trillion for, quote, free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. And pointing out all this hypocrisy is somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, no civility, and people are dying of Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese, even though it began in China. We are clearly in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where evil is good and good is evil. You know, I think that pretty well expressed, you know, the frustration of probably the majority of the American people right now.
It's not the majority of the American people. It's just a few right-wing folks who just can't stand change.
Mr. York, I don't know how you get your...
Dave Ramsey has built his business on Christian values, and then he produces something like that when he doesn't have all the facts in what he's talking about.
Well, why don't you go get some facts? Everybody Republican, I checked in Washington with my friends up there. Everybody in Washington and in the political world, for them, real clear politics is the Bible, and it can't lean right, Mr. York, because how do you? It's a simple math. They take all the leading national polls from NPR's poll, the New York Times poll, all the way over to Rasmussen's poll, and then they average them. And
so what?
So there's no
anybody can average something.
Well, but you said real clear politics is right wing. It's not.
I didn't say real. I don't know where you got the stuff. I said what Dave Ramsey wrote is ridiculous because he doesn't have all the facts.
You just denied that the majority of the American people share that sentiment when real clear politics will tell you today that Trump is leading in the polls nationally. All of them.
He needs to pay his bills.
Well, Ms. York, and does that not, and you're taking great delight in that, while the rest of the country sees it as...
Well, I just asked you a question yesterday. You never would have answered, and I just wanted to take a poll and see what you felt. Could he get the money to pay for his bond?
The rest of the country sees that as a political persecution, and it is. And for that reason, we're horrified by it. And that's why Dave Ramsey is horrified.
That's why juries rendered the decision, because it was political.
There wasn't any jury in that case, Mr. York. Get your facts right. Let's take a break and come back.
There was a crazy judge.
So, I mean, he drools. His tongue hangs out of his mouth.
Well, you know, you can pay it.
Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Hi, Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. When you think of diamonds, what do you think of? Rare, precious, timeless, sparkles like the sun. They are timeless and nothing like them on earth. Then do you think, where do I buy local to buy the perfect ring? Maybe a diamond pendant or earrings or maybe a new diamond band. Look no further. Tillis Jewelry carries all your diamond and jewelry needs. Stop by and see our wonderful collection. And remember, if you don't know your diamonds, know your jeweler. Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Feeling like lucky this month? Enter Happy Hiller's Golden Ticket Sweepstakes for a chance to win big for your home. Just visit HillerGoldenTicket.com and enter to win a Happy Hiller Club membership or a $1,000 or a $5,000 Hiller gift card. And everyone wins with 0% interest financing on HVAC systems, tankless water heaters, or whole home generators. Enter to win now at HillerGoldenTicket.com.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113. Or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Hey Tennessee, did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You could also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine lock box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
This is Del Kennedy, owner of Kennedy Broadcasting Company, operator of WKRM, historically 1340 AM, now FM 103.7, and WKOM, FM 101.7. We call ourselves Front Porch Radio, and I've said many times what that means. It means that we are working to connect this southern Middle Tennessee community one listener, one relationship at a time. Let me elaborate on what that means. We will relentlessly promote jobs, commerce, business, industry, education, arts, green space, music, rivers, the great outdoors, healthcare, churches, charities, sports, agriculture, and all the great people of Southern Middle Tennessee. Join us, help us, call us, Front Porch Radio, Del Kennedy. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
some senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
All right, we're back. Three Dudes with a View. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York. How are you?
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Regular special guest dude, native son, favorite son, 77 graduate of Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to be on Scooby Show this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, up in Nash, Vegas. Mike Huckabee does a great job. It's a great studio they have up there too. It's kind of fun. They do. It's like a Tonight Show. They have bands. It's kind of an interesting format. He has good guests on. He's a great guy and it's a big part of Nashville's growth for the entertainment industry. You know, this a lot of these Hollywood people are checking out and moving there in a big way. So the Nashville has a real potential with the country music and entertainment, et cetera, to really grow that franchise, given the friendly, family friendly state, low taxes, et cetera. People are leaving LA in droves.
Ron, a whole lot of them are coming right here to Murray County.
It's very, they're getting away. They have values too. Out there, you can't, there's a lot of closeted Republicans out there, a lot of closeted libertarians out there, but you can't say anything because career ending out there. So it's just it's a brutal landscape for someone who's independent thinking and et cetera. So I think you're going to see more of them escape out there, especially as they get, people living on the streets and hypodermic needles all over the place and what LA's become. It's just a mess. It's a paradise, but they really screwed it up, Gavin Newsom and the liberal Democrats with the way they run a city.
I'm scared as a conservative to travel to these Democratic areas anymore. If you need help, you're not going to get it. They're going to prosecute you.
Ron, yeah. did you see Tucker Carlson's latest interview?
No, with who?
Dr. Ron Paul.
Oh, good.
And I would encourage all of our listeners, if you get an opportunity to watch it, it's he talked about this Ukraine thing back in 2014, and they played a video of him talking about it. His predictions over the years have been
spot on.
Spot on. It's incredible.
Yeah, no one listens. He's just out, a lone voice out there. I think the Republican Party, though, Clayton, has leaned more libertarian in the last 3 to 4 to 5 years, especially when it comes to war and
yes, foreign policy,
social issues in general. The abortion thing is a kind of outlier, but and you could argue the abortion thing was sent to the states, so they basically let the states choose on that one. I did see a report this morning about the abortion pill. There was 1 million abortions done last year off this abortion pill. There's something going before the Supreme Court whether you can mail an abortion pill to a non-abortion state, which it'll be an interesting case in terms of if abortion is going more pills versus clinics and invasive surgery, then this whole issue of Roe versus Wade being overturned, like the Democrats say, is a non-issue. It'll be an important case, I think, because certainly bludgeoned Republicans in the midterms and the 2022 races. It really cost us probably 4, 5, 6 seats, at least in the Senate, maybe more in the House.
I agree, Ron. I'm curious as to what the status of the abortion pill is in Tennessee. I don't know, and I've asked a few doctors and healthcare providers, and they don't seem to know either.
There may be an exit ramp. There may be an off ramp for these Republicans who are forced to vote sternly on abortion. It may give them an off ramp. Just be quiet about it and let that pill go out, because that's you can do it up to, I think they said, 10 weeks on that pill, and it can be administered telemed. Over to people. So if you're in Johnson City or you're in, if you're in Culioca, you can call up a doctor, get it, prescribed through your insurance, and they send it to you, and boom, boom, if you want to do that.
Why are men concerned about pills and abortion anyway? That always baffles me. You don't have a uterus. You don't carry a baby. You don't do any of those things. I don't see men running to the doctor getting vasectomies. Or
removing their testes. So why are you concerned so much
you
about
see, you don't see people getting women? Vasectomies? You don't see people getting vasectomies?
I don't see a whole lot of men running to get that done.
Well, Ms. York, I don't understand what you're saying, because Ron and I have both said, either. I mean, Ron just said what I've previously said, that we don't think that abortion is the hill for Republicans to die on. So,
yeah. I mean, well, if you agree with that, I agree with it, too. But you're seeing stuff in the news all the time. They want to stop this and stop that. And it's always old men that's trying to dictate what women do with their bodies.
That's about right, and it's not a good look. And if Republicans don't get away from it, we're going to lose.
I made fun of the thing in the embryo in Alabama. You know, jokingly said in my column that, you know, your mother's struggling to have kids in Alabama. Good news for you. Next year you can take your embryo to work day since you're a human being. So it does go too far. We agree with you. I think a lot of people in the Republican Party agree with you. I don't know how we got hijacked on that issue. It's a vulnerable issue for us, like the border is for you guys. It's a vulnerable issue with suburban women. And it only matters in suburban areas in Ohio. In Michigan, in swing states, you know, that matter. So it's and I understand that they're against abortion. Well, if you're against abortion, don't have one, but don't shut it down for everybody else not to have one. It's a very tough personal choice. I'm not for abortion. It was Delk, I think, but I just don't like the options.
I'm not pro-life or pro-choice. I'm not either. I don't like abortion a bit, but. You know, these single-issue young women voters, they're going to turn 18, they're going to vote Democrat till they're 30, and then keep on voting because of the abortion issue, and then they're just going to keep on voting Democrat for the rest of their lives. And what I'm for is good conservative Republican government. And if you got a choice, folks, you can have good Republican conservative government, or you can come to some accommodation on the abortion issue. Those are the two choices. Otherwise, the Democrats are going to take over the state of Tennessee. And we had one of them on here earlier this week. Who was his name?
John Ray Clemens.
I mean, this is not your granddaddy's Democratic Party. These are a bunch of Looney Tunes.
Oh,
and if you let them take over this state,
what we got is Looney Tunes running the state of Tennessee Sexton.
We will suffer. And their agenda is horrendous.
Yeah, so, if you want good government, don't hire Republicans. Hire somebody that knows what they're doing, including the governor of the state of Tennessee.
Yeah, like that woman down there, that state senator down there in Memphis who says she wants to kill us and eat us. You know, there we go.
Either the Senator May Britt, who gave the closing remarks of State of the Union. Now,
she does not
nobody
from
knew
Tennessee.
That she's an heir to JetBlue, and she doesn't even work in a kitchen.
She's not even from Tennessee, Miss York. The state senator I'm talking about, what's her name, was down there in Memphis, gave a speech earlier this week just basically calling on violence and killing. She is a Tennessee Democratic senator.
There's nobody.
She basically said reap the whirlwind.
But she shouldn't be advocating violence.
You're pro-choice, whatever, babies can't, you know, pro-choice where you kill babies in the womb, but then a guy that murders 8 people and 20 people see him murder somebody, you're against the death penalty for that person. That's illogical to me, too.
And just
nobody's killing any baby in the womb.
And at some point,
people are dealing with medical issues that they have to abort a fetus.
At some point, I agree. At some point,
you're wrong. Again, you're wrong about that. Most of the abortions are of choice, and they are killed by a viable baby in the womb.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, now, you know, and this is not based on science or cells or any other stuff like that. It's just at some point that fetus becomes lifelike and viable, and, you know, 3-4 months. And you get past that, to me, it's murder. You know,
happens if the fetus is causing detriment to the carrier?
Well, can that
what do you do? The fetus is not viable and it's causing detriment to the carrier.
Well, sure. Can that not be determined in the first 3-4 months?
Agree. You can't always determine that, Del. It's medical issues.
Well, you're back into what if the pilgrim shot a cat, Mr. York? I mean,
Size fits all for women's reproductive rights. It depends.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. York. I would not tolerate, I would prosecute for murder anybody of boarding an 8 or 9 month old baby. That's just
kind of funny. Out in California, there was murder. A case where a homicide, some guy hit a hit and run. A woman was pregnant with twins, and out in California, real liberal, you know, pro choice state, she was pregnant with twins. She gets hit by a guy, and they charge him for triple murder, killed the woman.
They should have. Because nothing was wrong with her pregnancy.
How did you get from abortion then? Your logic
nothing
is
was
not...
wrong with her pregnancy. If something was wrong with that pregnancy,
no, you're not
then
listening.
They'd have
you're
to prove
listening.
That.
She's in a car. She's pregnant with twins. They're healthy. Everybody's fine. Gets hit by someone who kills the mother and the two babies in her stomach. They charge that person with triple murder. I mean, the babies were well, you can't have it both ways. Either it's
what
alive
you mean you
or
you can't
not.
Have it both ways. I'm telling you. What you're giving is a scenario where everybody was okay and they didn't need to abort, and the guy killed somebody. That's murder.
But then why did he charge him with double murder?
Just why did he charge him with a triple?
Because the babies don't exist. The logic's not flowing.
I don't even know what stage they were in, Ron. You don't even know either.
Okay,
based on the stage, okay.
Ron, did you see any of Don Lemon's interview with Musk?
Yeah, I thought it was great. He got schooled. Don Lemon is such a lightweight. I've done so much CNN. They treat them like kings here. No one ever says a king has no clothes on. They're allowed to do all this liberal stuff unchecked. And when Musk schools you on something like that, I think it's terrific. And also, you see the demands that Lemon made to Musk to do that little show? Private jet, $8 million a year, all these demands you made.
A cyber truck.
I mean, what
a cyber truck.
World does he live that he has ever had ratings that would justify that?
I've been down to CNN. I'm telling you, I've been in these producing rooms. They'll have no one from the South in there. They'll all be gay or lesbian, liberal from New York. They're all in there making decisions on what to do. There's not a normal voice in those rooms making decisions, and they elevate Don Lemon and I guess Cuomo at one point to these levels of gods down there. They dominate down there, and they have no check and balance on them. There's no one ever pushes back on them. They're allowed to just have a free forum, but they say what they want to say. And then when Musk pushed back on him, it was like a school child. I mean, he just couldn't stand it. Yeah, he can't stand it. He cries, calls racism or whatever. He runs away with racism, all the crap they play and when they can't argue a salient point.
Good thing
we don't have you making commentary at football games. It'd be all mixed up.
Well, the thing is, I mean,
in his
mind, Lemon believes that he's worth $8 million in a cyber truck and a private jet.
Well, Musk agreed to it, and then he fired him.
No, he didn't agree to it. Those
no, he never
demands.
Agreed to it. He was asked for it, and Musk said no. And you're not worth
the interview.
It.
The interview was really awkward. It was almost like a deposition. He was asking questions, like, stupid questions. I mean, first of all, you don't do that to your boss. A, you give him time to respond. Two, you don't understand the replacement theory, why the 20 seats in Congress have happened, the census works. He's completely blind to that, and everybody sees it. I mean, I don't know what Don Lemon doesn't see that.
And then he gets 400.
Asked him a good question.
He gets 400,000 views and says that paltry number is because of racism, right? Or because, whatever. I mean,
racism. He only got 400,000 views because he got schooled. There's probably right wing people watching him get schooled. And he got the 400,000. Otherwise, you do a CNN and get about 50,000 views. Tucker gets, 200 million views, Clayton, on that Putin interview?
Yeah, it was over 200 million.
Over 200 million.
And promotes communism. Yep.
Tucker's a communist.
Oh, Russia, yes. Russia.
And the feedback. I love it.